I don't know who takes these surveys, but it just came out yesterday. It was released. You keep seeing all these things with O.J. Simpson to begin with anyway. They had the People versus O.J. Simpson. There was America or FXX had put something else out about O.J. Simpson. Now ESPN did a 30 for 30. That just was aired the other week.
Yeah, and there was pictures
about O.J. Simpson.
And there was pictures of him, new pictures released of him only on the net last week. He's like 68 right now.
And when he first did it, I guess a lot of black people said he wasn't guilty. But now two recent polls found that more than 50% of black people said they think O.J. Simpson's guilty now.
Is that funny?
I'm Irish and Polish. I think he's guilty as well. It's amazing to me that in watching that, I haven't had a chance to watch the ESPN 30 for 30 on it. I thought it was done. I was told it was done really well.
Yeah.
But it's amazing that when you watch it, it was apparently the investigators that really messed that up, that they had, I don't know if you, did you finish The People versus O.J. Simpson?
No, I didn't. No, and actually it was on, they're rerunning it again. I'm not sure which channel.
Oh, are they?
It's not on FX though. I saw it last night. Look, and there's another channel that's running it right now.
It's, but apparently they're the ones that messed that up, the investigators in this situation. Mm-hmm. But to think that, that he got away with it. Now he's in jail for stealing his own stuff back.
Yeah, he's got
his Hall of Fame gear.
What did he get? Was it 30 years or something?
Yeah.
Something crazy like that?
And you wonder, watching that, how much of that was from concussions, watching the breakdown of him. Mm-hmm. Cuba Gooding Jr. did a really good job playing him in The People vs. O.J. Simpson, and he said that it was hard for him to do, that it started to disturb him a little bit because he had to get into this character and kind of go through what he was going through.
Yeah, they, again, just because other things get in the way, like I just not finished that. Actually, that... I'm going to see if I can check out that thing on ESPN.
The anniversary was June 12th, was just on Sunday for Nicole Brown Simpson. And when I went out to LA, I have a friend out there, and we went to where Biggie was shot.
Mm-hmm.
We went to where River Phoenix died in front of that nightclub. We went to Nicole Brown Simpson's house, and they've actually had to change obviously the house didn't change, it's still her house, but they changed the number on it. The street number on it, because people weren't buying it. I don't know what changing the street number does. It doesn't, to me, that's got to have bad energy when you walk in that house.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to feel heavy and thick in there. So I don't know what changing the number does. I guess if people don't know, they'll ignore it.
Okay, and it's one of those things. It's like, we've said this on similar kind of subject. When you're on Route 1 heading northbound, just before you get to that Magnolia, there's that house there on the left
I don't
by
like,
those lights.
Yeah, I don't like being stuck at that light. I don't know what road that is or what area that is.
No, I think it takes you to, is it not Bow? It takes you to one of the beaches if you turn right there.
Okay, if you're headed north.
Yeah.
There's a house down, and its windows are, it makes me sad to see just abandoned, broken down houses like that. Because at some point, that was somebody's family's home. Like, there was life and love in that house.
And it
makes me really sad to see it, but it feels like
you're
like,
juju
you feel like somebody died in there.
Uh-huh.
And that if you look to, I don't like houses where if you look to the top, you think you'd see a little girl in the attic window. I don't like places like that.
See, I think like that as well.
Yeah.
And every time I get stuck at those lights, I'm like
don't look at it. Don't look at it.
Keep looking forward.
I know. If I stay here long enough, that's going to get sucked into the hole where my heart should be. Please.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think if you buy a house, it's probably good to buy one that's reasonably new, so there's none of that nasty stuff going on.
Yeah, if you're house hunting, would that affect you, that it could be Nicole Brown Simpson's house?
Mm-hmm.
All right, if you want to be part of the show, you can. You can tweet us at PetchNamie or 424-1234.